When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, friend of the show, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
Tom, I have an investment opportunity for you today.
Is that right?
It's called Fantasme, and it is Yanni's NFT.
Damn it. I was going to be selling them. That was going to be a trivia question later. It was going to be the only trivia question in the whole show, because in Yanni's his Wikipedia, like the last thing it says in terms of like what he's up to in the 2020s is that he made it. It says in late 2021, Yanni began to offer non-fungible tokens.
I saw Slate wrote an article that they called it the saddest of all the celebrity NFTs was Yanni's NFT. So we got that distinction.
And we know today our guest has a Yanni NFT. Sumuk Togalkar is here. How are you, Sumuk? I'm sorry, Sumuk Takar is here.
I'm good, guys. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for coming
on
the
show. I'm glad you could introduce me the other way.
Yeah. Names are the same. Sumo introduced me with his last name at a show in L.A. It was one of my a very fond comedy memory of mine. It really made me laugh. But anyways, it's good to have you on, brother. Thanks for coming on. How you been?
I'm well, man, since we last saw each other.
Yeah.
I'm still hanging in there. I'm
sure.
Okay.
Sounds like
obviously,
you're
Yanni's gotten me through.
That Yanni funny, NFT.
Funny music to cheer you up. Not just like the most grandiose, crazy new age shit.
No, I mean, and part of the reason I picked him was because, yeah, during this bizarre time over the past few months, I've been revisiting things from my childhood, which included Yanni, and why I felt like I needed to stand by him for whatever reason.
Sure.
And it isn't out of like some huge loving passion for Yanni. I just am like, I appreciate this guy for his effort, and I actually enjoy this music, and I'll admit it.
His effort.
His effort. That's
never phoned it in.
I don't know. When he was at the Taj Mahal, I don't think he really all of his tour, everything he's ever done is like an ancient landmark, and that's pretty cool. We should do a Stand By Your Band at the Acropolis.
he and as you'll see, it feels like he's a music version of David Copperfield. He's
sure.
Like, I'll show up to major sites and do my thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a smart idea.
It's such a crazy, promotional thing that like worked out so well, where it's like he went and now he's like, it made him like a truly global act. And like, I was reading about him and like how they use his music in like the China educational system. And like, obviously the Olympics and stuff, and just like the reach he had just from being like a crazy synth new age guy. It's like, yeah, it became the most global phenomenon. So it's very interesting because I knew nothing about him at all. Going into this, I would say.
Now we know he's a communist.
Yeah. Yeah. That's most of what his music is about.
Performed everywhere, China, North Korea.
Stalin's Russia. Yeah, it's he's been everywhere, man. Yeah, before we get too deep into Yanni, we like to catch up on the show. Tommy, you just went to a friend of the show's wedding. How was the trip?
Yes, I went to a great comedian wedding, Anthony DeVito and Julia Solomon. It was very fun. I had a great time.
Which one of them is the great comedian? JK, JK, we love Julia and Anthony. Yeah.
It was very fun. Yeah, I took the Amtrak up to Buffalo. Very foolish decision. It took 10 hours, and the flight was like $50 more, and I was just so cheap. I suffered through that.
Sure. Usually I like an Amtrak is such a step up for me, like over the bus, where it's like, I really, yeah, if it's
much better than the bus.
If it's a trip that's less than like 6 hours, it's pretty, pretty cool. You get that beer cart. It's pretty sick.
Well, it was supposed to be 8, and then they had to switch out the locomotive.
That's a term
through.
You don't want to have to hear.
100%. I was like, I thought this whole thing was the locomotive. Are you switching me out? You know? But they didn't do that. So then we got there.
You were about to give me a locomotive to shoot this thing up.
got there. We went to this, like, Friday night, went to this, like, rooftop bar in Buffalo that was like a very, very clubby thing. It was very like antithetical to the people that were there. Like they turned past guest of the show Elson Ivy away because she didn't have the right shoes on. And like all this shit. It was like everyone was upset. And then they were playing like the worst EDM music, and it was just like not our vibe at all, but it was kind of in a funny way. Mm-hmm. And then they started playing Rock the Casbah by The Clash, and I was like, yes,
yeah,
the song I like. And then 10 seconds in, it was a club remix of Rock the Casbah.
Oh, you hate that.
But the wedding was great. Beautiful vows. Very fun time. One more quick story is that I rode back with another friend of the show, Zach Swan, and as we were driving back, he goes, you know, on the way here, it took us 2 extra hours because it turns out I put a void highways on my GPS. I'm like, oh, man, that sucks. 30 minutes into the trip, he goes, it's weird we're not on the highway yet. He did not turn it off.
Where was the wedding again? It was in
Buffalo.
It was in Buffalo. Now, where is Zach from again?
He was from Rochester.
Rochester.
Right next
very
to
close
Buffalo.
To Buffalo. You'd think he'd have the timing down.
A trip he's done literally 5 times a year.
Yeah, that's that part of the story I think is very important because that means he knows how much it normally takes. So when he put it in his GPS, and I have to imagine it wasn't like blood red or anything because it was like, nope, this is just a normal amount of time it takes. That is our friend Zach. Yeah. Don't you feel lucky, Tommy, to be in the car?
I sure did. Yeah.
That is an incredible story. Our dear stupid friend Zach, who I get to see tomorrow. He's coming to the Yankees game with us. Yeah. Very exciting. That's enough about our bullshit. I will be in New York this coming week. Come see a show or something, and then I'll be at Go Bananas the weekend after that, I believe. So come see me at a show. Sumuk, what you got to plug before we get into this Yanni shit?
Sure. My new album just dropped last week.
Hell yeah.
So it's called You May Have This and You May Have It. Wherever you listen to music and comedy and podcasts, and that's the whole jazz of it. Anybody can go ahead and get it.
Just what can
enjoyable.
People expect
and
to
honestly,
get out of this?
I mean, I don't mind pulling back the curtain of the business element, but honestly, it was just a play for SiriusXM money.
Yeah.
So I don't mind if people listen on Spotify or whatever. I'll take your little pennies, and and you can enjoy it. So that's
he'll take your measly sum.
Where did you tape?
I'm sorry.
Where did you tape the album?
Oh, back in Columbus. That's where I started.
Oh, nice. Oh then I'm
where
sorry.
Me and Tom met. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I love Columbus.
it was easy, especially post-pandemic, because it was something I wanted to do in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then I held off till obviously 2022. So just filling up a 70-seat theater I had a good relationship with. It came out really great.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm happy with it.
Hell yeah.
And then I got the hell out of Columbus after
get
I used
the
them.
Hell out. You use them for all they're worth and you leave them in the fucking plain rear view mirror. They should put a rear view mirror on every window. So you can see the shit town you're leaving behind when you fly out. No, that's awesome. Columbus rules, man. Underrated city. I always liked it there. I got to get back over to Columbus. It's been a minute. Let's talk about Yanni. What is your background with Yanni? Is this an artist that you were introduced to by your parents? Is it something you just got into yourself?
Yeah, as sad as it sounds, into it myself. And this will start how Yanni got big to begin with, but I was a PBS kid.
Yes.
And so out of a lack of other channels, I often watched PBS a lot. And that's how Yanni got big, was live at the Acropolis, was during Pledge Drive, which it's pathetic, but Pledge Drive was very exciting even to me as a child. And I'm like, oh, how cool. They're bringing in this special stuff. And then some old people are going to try to get donations out of us, which I have no money anyway to give. But it was, that's how it started. And yeah, I enjoyed it. Again, they would repeat it a lot, so I'd watch it. So there's a lot of stuff from that era of PBS growing up that I just connect with because I watched it a lot because I had nothing better to do.
Yeah.
And then I have no idea why, but a few months ago, it just dawned upon me, thinking about Yanni, and I'm like, for some reason, I just sat down and watched the whole Live at the Acropolis concert again. And it's different from the obviously the mindset of 38 as opposed to 10.
Sure.
And so it was fascinating in many ways. And then I started deep diving into Yanni, not far enough for non-fungible tokens, but nevertheless.
We got to get you one of these, dude.
It just, yeah, you should. I love the Yanni that no NFT. One in his demographic would actually get it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you put it out there. But that's how it all began. So, yeah, I've deep dived into him already to a point that I don't think anyone really should.
Like, sure.
But it's fascinating, and the concert is fascinating to me, too.
So, being a child who was really into Yanni because of the PBS show when you were 10 years old, did any kind of child services ever come over and check on you? Or
No, luckily not. I don't know. There probably was a reason, you know. It'd be something if I was just watching Wishbone a lot, but to actually be like, hey, a grown man with long hair and a mustache and a beautiful smile, you probably shouldn't be really into this guy.
Yeah, it's not right.
Greek god of the early 90s.
Yeah, he was the original Greek freak. We should talk about that. He was putting up numbers, dude. he did create his whole own, like, musical world, apparently. I was reading he didn't, like, follow... He kind of taught himself music, it sounds like. He taught himself piano.
Yes. Yeah, I read that he has like a musical shorthand that he doesn't use traditional sheet music, which I think is like, you hear that about a lot of people, but it's crazy with him because there's like a 70-piece band.
It's
like, that's got to be a lot of people to teach your shorthand.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, can you just learn how to fucking
learn? Yeah, why don't you learn? It's not like you're playing stuff that's never existed before.
Yeah, the same notes.
It's just different crown scribbles that he's kept for 40 years.
So I did not know what Yanni looked like.
And I didn't either.
I clicked on the copies of the YouTube and just burst out laughing. he's so early 90s handsome. He looks like Fabio with the mustache.
Yeah, he's got quite a big head. I will say that. We got to give him credit where it's due. He's got a giant forehead now. That hair was doing a lot of heavy lifting, covering up a lot of forehead.
But he also, he looks, I started laughing because he looks so much like it's Will Forte doing a character of a composer, and with how crazy everything is, yeah. Like, it looks like a documentary now about this.
Well,
new
it's possible that they were, like, making fun of him and stuff like that, because it does, you're right. I'm looking at it now, it looks exactly like that. That is very funny. He was a handsome fella, it's true. I'm curious how tall he was. He seems like a short king to me. I don't know why. I'm going to look up, was Yanni a short king? see what happens.
6'11", 6'11", 280.
But, yeah, in the Acropolis, he looked so much smaller. But he was a Greek freak at the time.
It's the weight of history shrinking him down.
You know, it's harder to find random... Greek composers' heights than you'd think. Okay, he's 5'11". All right. Okay, tall king. One of the biggest heights you could be.
So I watched also a recent Yanni clip. I don't know if you saw this, either of you, about the Impractical Jokers used Yanni in one of their Impractical Jokes.
No.
Oh, nice.
Does that piss you off? As a respecter?
So I just watched the clip, so I don't know if there's a thing at the end saying that he was in on it, but the bit they did is they had one of the Jokers be one of the cameramen at Yanni's Broadway show, and he kept interrupting the performance. And getting in his face and stuff, and he hit a couple of the keys on the piano, and then Yanni kind of owned him, like as Tom would own a heckler, you know?
Yeah, and, the sort of shit that I would do if you watch one of my famous heckler takedown videos.
He says, "You're the worst cameraman I've ever seen." And everyone kind of laughs. Then the guy goes, "Well, I can play one of your songs on piano," and he tries to play it, and he goes, "Hey, you're better at camera than piano," and everyone laughs. And I'm like, "Damn, Yanni, you got his ass."
Damn, Yanni's low key abusive to his staff. And we should note, Yanni is also abusive to his partners. I read it in the controversy. We always look up the controversy. He was, he did get a domestic abuse charge. I think it was dropped. So, hey, as the fans, you guys get to make up your own mind. We're gonna stay out of it. But we here at Stand By Your Band are anti that sort of shit. Sumac, you support it apparently,
I've learned more about Yanni in this 10 minutes of his commie domestic abuse tendencies. I'm regretting the decision to stand by him now. But nevertheless, yeah, I did not know about that. Was that? How long ago was that?
And why does that matter?
I was just curious. Yeah, yeah. You know, 80s domestic abuse? Come on.
Oh, no.
No. It's awful. I just didn't know in the timeline of his career and how much money he could have to put that away. You know, 2006, he's in a better position.
Yeah, 06.
Which makes me
concerned.
It
was in Palm Beach. Does that mean anything to you? Or no, wait, I'm sorry. Manalapan, Florida. Huh. I mean, that sounds
it's so weird to like grow up in Greece.
Yeah.
And then he goes to college in America for some reason.
Minnesota. Yeah. Weird.
He starts in a band, does all that. But to end up, and then he like becomes this global thing, and then he moves to Florida.
Yeah, you could kind of live anywhere. It seems like if you're Yanni,
beautiful place in the world.
Yeah,
you go to Florida,
and you pick not even. I want to know what Manalapan, Florida. Let me see what Manalapan, Florida is like. Let me look up. Like, is it a beach? Oh yeah. You're right on the water. I get it now. I get it. I see it now. He's right on the water. He's in a good spot, it looks like. I wonder what it's near is what I'm curious of. Like what it's Palm Beach County. All right, so it is like that. All right, that's a nice area. It looks like it's nice. It seems like a pain in the ass to fly out of there though, and it seems like he's traveling all the time. Is he a PJ man, you think?
I don't think he, I don't know. I mean, He definitely, so his, the video of Acropolis was the second best selling music video of all time. So he made a lot of money there. And I Googled it, and I, one of the people also asks was, how did Yanni get rich?
Yeah.
And this is interesting.
Oh,
it says his primary income source is his performance as a music artist. So that's really interesting.
Huh. Interesting.
I thought it was his door.
He was a really good door dasher. Well, he also, I was looking that up, and one of the things that comes up is that he, one of the things that helped his career, and maybe this is wrong, is that he was dating an actress.
I saw that, yeah.
Do you, Sumuk, do you know, can you guess what soap opera this actress was famous for?
Yeah, this is the deep dive, the bad stuff I did. So she was on Dynasty.
That is right, Dynasty. I guessed Damn. That, and I looked at her, and I was like, how did I know? I've never seen Dynasty in my life, but it's like it's, she's famous for a thing, and I was like, it's probably Dynasty. I feel like everybody in that time period who's famous is from Dynasty.
And yeah, if you saw her, she just has that look.
You got Dynasty face?
Yeah, that 80s in cat fights or whatever was appealing to nighttime soap operas. But
sure.
Yeah, how deep did you get into this relationship?
Oh, I didn't go deep much at all, to be honest. Did you?
Well, I watched the Lifestyles and Rich and a Rich and Famous episode that involved both of them. So
yeah, what was
available
it?
On YouTube. You... Impractical Jokers sounds way better than this was, but I watched it. And yeah, so it's interesting. That kind of raised his profile, just being in a relationship with her.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on that show. They were on Oprah. And on People.
Right.
And so it just kind of felt like, hey, Linda Evans is here, and here's her eye candy.
Here's this weirdo.
The exotic Yanni fellow.
And that was, it seems like a time, because he's a new age guy. People were all about the new age type of shit that was going on. They were like, what is this weird, strange, worldly Greek god got to show us?
Yeah, and that's why what adds to Live at the Acropolis that makes it a little weird is because I felt, and this might be another effect of things I watch, but I think he could be a great cult leader because he's completely in white, the way he looks.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing this, you know, very entrancing music.
Yeah.
And then his how he handles in between songs is to wax poetic on like very self-helpy, like just it's nonsense. And so as I was watching, I'm like, man, this guy, I understand how he also got huge, but he could be a cult leader if he wanted to be.
Yeah, you could definitely see he's the type of guy, any guy who dresses like that, you make a good point. And I think because of the age we were when this hit, like I was a little kid too, and the way that I was familiar with Yanni, to be honest, I didn't realize what type of music he made. I got him mixed up with Enya, and so when we started doing this, I was waiting to hear the like, who can say we are, and I didn't realize this is all instrumental, but it is the same vibe of like a guy wearing like flowy white, and you're like, I thought like that's just how people from wherever he was from were, and I didn't realize that's a very much a choice he was making, and it's a strange choice. Like, I mean, think about like if you knew a guy right now who had the same like character, who had that same vibe as Yanni, you would be like, this guy is a fucking weirdo, and I don't want to hang around him. Like, you're not inviting Yanni to the Yankees game. Maybe to the Yankees game, but
yeah, he was like, I know it's now it would be this is his brand or whatever, but he very much was quintessential. Like, he did some easy stuff of like, yeah, it's hard to not look at this guy the way he is.
Yeah.
You know, now we can laugh at it if we saw somebody like that, but at the time it was. Yeah, entrancing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In some bizarre way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a guy making a strong choice, which is a... and who is talented, obviously. Although, some of the stuff I was reading, because I was trying to figure out what... because there's always a moment in time for guys like him where they become a punchline. And I was curious what, because I knew him as a punchline. I don't know if it was Family Guy or what made him kind of a punchline guy for me. And I don't know why. And the one thing I found is that a lot of the people who are in the new age instrumental genre find him to be a hack. And they think he's like, which is so specific. They think it's what he's doing is like very like elevator music-y and lame, even though it's like so weird because it's like he's not on the radio or anything, you know. But I don't know. Do you guys have a gauge of what I mean? Like, when did he become a punchline? Was it immediate? I don't know.
Yeah, I think new age as a category has always been kind of a punchline.
Yeah.
Just like it's just one of the genres that I feel like all of those artists, if you get to know their name, they'll get made fun of.
Yeah.
Anything that's like easy listening, like Kenny G.
Kenny G,
like
John that. Tesh too. Yeah.
Tesh, who he played with.
In his band, or was it just that they played together?
I read that too, but it did kind of make me laugh of like, of course these guys played together. Like that must be the smallest world. I looked up Yanni quotes and this one made me laugh. He said, the new age label doesn't bother me. I can tell people that I'm in that section of record stores and they'll find my music. See, I want my music to be heard.
Okay, fair enough, Yanni.
Language,
fair enough, Yanni.
That's why he did all the instrumentals. He's just a dumbass.
Yeah, all of his lyrics were like, these. Oh, and now I'm just doing Enya again. I was going to do, this is a fucking song, and here are some notes. Yeah, that's why he can't read music. He's just illiterate in general.
I developed a sort of shorthand with words.
It's cave drawings. Oh man, we should listen to some music. I've waffled long enough. We can hear some of the songs you sent us. Just a heads up before I start playing this, so you might not be able to hear because I'm going to play it through this, and the Zoom audio sucks. But the listeners at home will be able to hear. These are the first three songs here are from Yanni live at the Acropolis. I believe the first song you listed here was Within Attraction, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear some of Within Attraction. These are all pretty long tracks, so I'm going to skip to the middle and just see what happens. Let's go. All right, that is Within Attraction. That's a short little snippet. It's a 7.5 minute long track. So if you want to hear more of it, it's from Yanni live at the Acropolis, which is where three of the songs we're going to be playing are from. Great track. See, I'm the type of guy, I run in the new age circles. I'm hearing that. I go, this is hack. This is easy. It's been done. But I do know that's it's fun listening. And I can see a young Sumuk eating that up, watching the 10-year-old going, I can't wait to be like this someday.
Yeah.
What's that do for you? Yeah.
I didn't,
after you.
Sorry. No, I'm curious how either of you react. Like, it is it just like you're like, yeah, that's sufficient. You know what I mean? Like, you just get it. You
that's a great.
People like this.
That's an interesting way to put it. Tommy, go ahead. What do you think?
I threw on the video, and then I wasn't able to watch the whole video, so I just listened to it on Spotify. And I thought it was the whole Acropolis. I listened to most of it, and I thought it was great. And I have been making fun of this dude the whole time, but I was like, this stuff does sound pretty cool.
It is good.
I was into it.
When you say sufficient, so for me, I've talked about it. It's been many moons since I've said this, but I am a big lyrics guy. So all instrumental is a little tough for me sometimes to really catch on to, like for it to really sink into me, you know. But I would say sufficient is a funny way to put it, but it's like, yeah, this is like clearly good, and I'm listening to it. And I'm like, hell yeah! There are moments where there's some peaks where I'm like, all right, now Yanni's going off. Now Yanni is going full Yanni mode, and I am here for it. But yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Okay, I get it. So I've run the gamut of, like, I've worked out to this music to I've also fallen asleep to this music. So
that's tough.
I realize I'm bizarre, but I'm curious how, this, you know, a listener approaches it.
Sure.
Just fall asleep on the elliptical to it. Just kind
of yeah, double up. Yeah. Oh, man, wouldn't
Yanni
that be sick?
Causes some dangers for me.
If you could work out while you were sleeping, wouldn't that be the dream? You don't even have to think about it. You're asleep and your body is like, ah, whoa, ah, whoa. You're really getting it, you know, burning calories. Yeah, that's interesting that you can do both to this.
in my mind, you know, because when Yanni really Yanni's it out, you're like, okay, I'm pumped up. But if you're also like, hey, I just want to doze off, it's almost better than, you know, the YouTube videos of some guy that with my voice talking to me, you know, like, I'm like, this isn't helping. I just feel like I'm thinking to myself. So Yanni kind of helps me zone out.
Sure. See, I'm a guy, I use Yanni to work out. I use Laurel to go to sleep. That's me.
I totally forgot about that. Oh my God.
I don't know. It came up fast in the Google searches. I think there is like a whole, I found a, yeah, there's Yanni and Laurel Halo finally break their legendary silence about Yanni or Laurel meme. I don't know how they have a legendary silence. I get how Yanni does. I've never fucking heard of Laurel Halo.
Yeah, who is Laurel Halo?
I think they're pretending they're just as big. It says, if Grimes, this is from, you can tell the age on this by the beginning. It's from 2018. It says, if Grimes and Elon Musk broke the internet, Yanni and Laurel are here to absolutely demolish the remains. Those seemingly meaningless names took the internet by storm yesterday and will likely linger until the next meme circulation cycle. The question of Yanni or Laurel is kind of the audio version of the dress meme in a lot of ways. That's true. Similarly, this polarizing audio clip sounds like Yanni to some and Laurel to others. The controversy has torn families apart. I don't think that's true. but then it says, New Age composer Yanni and experimental producer Laurel Halo have remained curiously silent about their names being exploited until now.
What the fuck?
Halo was less than pleased, tweeting, fight me to anti-Laurelists. She seems to be understandably Team Laurel. Yanni, on the other hand, roots for his namesake party.
This is the stuff that makes you not feel so bad about AI taking
it. It does make you feel like AI was already basically doing it. They're not the only artists reacting to the debate. Sufjan Stevens even reissued Carrie and Lowell under the new name Yanni and Laurel. I did not know he did that, and that pisses me off so much. That fucking sucks, dude. Carrie and Lowell is so good too, and to sully it with that bullshit. That sucks. Anyways, do we ever find out what the answer was?
I think it's like the dress thing where it's just based off, like, each person hears it differently.
Well, no, but the dress thing, there was an answer. Like, the dress was a color. It existed.
No.
No, the dress was, I believe it actually turned out to be black and blue, because I remember thinking it was the other thing and then being pissed off when I saw the actual, like, another picture of it. But I think that, I don't know if there is an answer to this one. It would be funny if now it just becomes us all arguing Yanni versus Loyal. See, I'm more of a Laurel Halo guy. Anyways, it is the picture of Yanni that they use for it is very funny, but this podcast is not video, so we're fucked. Anyways, get that Yanni NFT, baby. let's listen to some more music. What do you say? The next song we have here on the list you gave us here is Nostalgia. Nostalgia. I found a weird fact as we were listening to that. I was trying to find some Yanni song facts about that, but there are none to be found. I did find a lyric website that had that listed. It's like, I don't think you need to do that. all right. The fun fact I found, this is from songfacts.com, which is what I often use, but this is a Yanni artist fact. I'll just go through the list here, because there's only five of them. The first one is, and I'll make this a guessing game. You probably already read this when you were doing your research, but just in case, his live at the Acropolis was blank selling music video of all time.
I actually said this already.
You already said that?
Oh, second,
well, shit. Yeah,
second,
yeah, you got it. I didn't hear you say that. Damn it. All right, well, quiz sullied once again by Tommy's little games.
I did find out from Time Magazine that the actual word was Laurel.
Yeah, let's go. All right.
So,
fuck you, Yanni.
That means that we legally have to do an episode about Laurel Halo.
Yeah.
Whatever
the
fuck that is. God. The Laurel Halo fans are freaking out listening to this right now. all right, we already said the second one, which is that he's a self-taught musician, can't read or write music. Third one is he dreamed of being this athletic profession.
Oh, I actually know this too, but
Zuma, you got a guess?
A marathon runner.
That's close. Olympic swimmer.
Mm-hmm. He like set a record in his town or something.
I think it was a Greek record, so it doesn't really count or matter. all right. He started out playing rock and roll, and he even had a rock band in college. And he did you read what he went to University of Minnesota for, what his degree was in?
I believe Tom. Didn't you say it, Tommy?
Did you say it, Tommy? I
Tommy
think you
said
did.
All the answers.
Did you say? I couldn't remember if you said it. It doesn't matter. But it's psychology. It was a fun fact I read that made me laugh. Was despite not becoming a psychologist, he is credited with preventing at least one suicide with his music.
And that's a psychologist, they have like a big scoreboard. Yep. You see how many you can prevent.
He's like, oh, you did become a psychologist? Well, I don't worry. I also prevented at least one.
Well, here's 13 reasons why I'm better than you, bitch.
Laurel Halo's trying to really document her suicides now.
That's just a wild fact to be in there, and it's like one of those where you know he really talks about it a lot. He throws it out there like, I didn't become a psychologist, but in a way I did. In a lot of ways I became the greatest psychologist of all time with my music. All right, let's hear some more music. That song was cool. I did enjoy it. Nostalgia. The next song here is simply called Aria. Is that on? Oh, you know what? Shit. That is not on the the version that I have here. Let me pull up the old...
Are you looking at Live at the Acropolis?
I am, actually.
It should be there.
But... No, it's on the YouTube video you sent. It's not on the Spotify version, which is unfortunate. But luckily, there are timestamps to all of these songs, so I will simply click on that timestamp right about... God damn it. Now... it's taking just a second to load here, but what'd you think of that last song, Tommy? Nostalgia.
It kind of made me feel like, well, you know, nostalgia comes from the Greek word for an old wound.
Is that right?
Tom famously said in Mad Men. I was trying to remember the rest of the speech, but that was from the season one finale of Mad Men.
And I feel that. Old Wound. Great song. We enjoyed Nostalgia here at Stand By Your Band. And now I have Aria queued up, so let's go ahead and hear some of it. Cut it off right as she was hitting a high note. I fucked up. Good stuff.
Did that have more of that Enya feel for you?
A little more. I will say it did have me, I don't know if you guys could tell, but I was doing push-ups and jumping jacks while also I had a sleepy time cap on my head. An old man, an old man sleepy man cap. Sleepy time cap. Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was more of what I was looking for. I liked hearing the ladies' vocals in there. That was cool. Pretty good stuff. What do you guys think?
That's what the money is for. My new bit.
Any more Mad Men stuff? Yeah. I don't think about you
that
at all.
That would be great if like every Yanni-titled song Don Draper did have a long speech about.
I wish I could remember more Don Draper quotes.
Well, this was the Yanni song that semi put him on the map, in the sense that I think he got nominated for a Grammy for it.
Yes.
Prior to Live at the Acropolis.
Wait, is that right?
And it was used in like an airplane ad, which totally exactly sounds like something that would be. So
sure.
Yes. It was so funny doing the research because every article kept saying award-winning British Airways ad. Shit about what award this is, what Clio. Speaking of advertisements.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting back to Mad Men.
Wait, the ad won an award, motherfucker?
Oh, man. That's perfect. That really came around. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Yanni's first, the 1992 album Dare to Dream earned Yanni his first Grammy nomination. I don't know if that's the same as what we were just talking about. I don't think it is. But, man, this picture of there's a picture from official Yanni on Instagram from when he was clearly a young hot man, where he's got like 12 piano sets, like keyboards around him, and he's playing them shirtless. This is not hot, dude.
He's built different.
He's a strange, strange bird. Oh, yeah. All right. We got one more thing to play here. And I think you gave us, this is a good idea, a good way to mix it up, because you sent over an example of Yanni in sports and how he's used. Because this isn't the only thing he was used in sports-wise, right?
Right. But this is the one I remember the most. Yeah. And
because I found some other stuff, and I can't remember. It might have been for even basketball. But it's kind of weird because Tesh was used for basketball. And then right. Yanni tennis. Used for tennis. This is the U.S. Open theme song, in celebration of man. This is Yanni, baby. That's good stuff. That takes me back. I do remember hearing that. I think this is a time that I liked watching tennis more too. So it's like that really rang a bell for me. Great time. Yeah.
And it's, it might have been used like for something a weird else, way too. Where it works very well.
Oh, this is golf. I'm sorry. This is I fucked up. I was like, why do I know this recently? And it's because I've been watching a million golf things. My bad.
Yeah, I think they've brought it back.
They did bring
it back.
It was
definitely like 90s golf on NBC, which is funny because, yeah, you mentioned Tesh was 90s basketball on NBC. So they just kind of went that route. They rode PBS and also NBC Sports for all they could get out of them.
Smart.
It just works really well, too. And it, in its own strange way, gets you ready for a telecast. Like, I don't know. That music, again, profoundly, like, really worked well with sports coverage.
There's something profoundly Greek about that, where it's like kind of like Olympics. Like, there is like, you know, like a very triumphant, like you feel like you could hear that to open some Olympic, some old Olympic games. You know what I mean? When Greece really had it going on, you know, before they needed to get their groove back. No, that gets me pumped up. That's good shit.
Yeah, man. So
I'm going to start playing that.
That's what I've been
up to. I'm going to start playing that.
A lot of Yanni, but it's like, again, a very specific Yanni of like 90s Yanni. So I don't know what new Yanni is.
Yeah.
So if there's huge Yanni fans listening to this and they're like, this guy only likes 90s Yanni. It's like, oh, sorry, I didn't deep dive this.
Yanni's only gotten better with time, you idiot.
Yeah. And shaving and whatever he looks like now, but...
Either, okay, I think we didn't get any comments on the Patreon this week, so get on the Patreon if you want your thoughts guaranteed to be read, though. But we did get some, I might have fucked up. I thought I posted it, but maybe I didn't. It's also possible that nobody who is on the Patreon gives a shit about Yanni. We have some on the Facebook, though. Did we get anything on Twitter, Tommy?
We got one like.
Hell yeah. Yeah. We definitely got we got some comments on Facebook. First off, we got Carrie C, who says Laurel's music defined a new generation. There we go. There we go.
Yep.
Danny Maupin chimes in with an all-timer. He says, one time I got to see Yanni live, and then I saw Eddie Money just down the street on the same night. Now that's two tickets to paradise. Well done, Danny. James Zekas writes, my mom was a church musician for decades. Someone once requested all the music for her wedding to be Yanni. My mom never bothered to get the sheet music and instead just made up a bunch of improv Yanni songs, and nobody noticed the difference. That's a true Yanni tribute to not have any written music on the page. Emery Boninella says, I'm a huge fan, saw him and his orchestra live a few times, and it was truly a transcendent experience. Not sure why people laugh at him. Must be the flowing hair. I don't know. The music is beautiful. All right. You think it's the flowing hair?
It's yeah, not just that one thing.
Yeah.
It's everything he's doing.
Could be the flowing hair. I did not know what he looked like until this day, but I think it might be the flowing hair. Neil Snyder says, maybe the best live concert I've ever been to. Also, the most I've paid for a photo with a single celebrity. I wonder if he means single as in not dating or single.
I've paid shitloads for married celebrities. Usually get those for cheap.
For married, for attached celebrities. Yeah, it's, those are the comments. I'm glad we got to listen to some Yanni today, dude. Because it's one of those artists I was not... I knew the reference point. Again, I always have confused Enya and Yanni. Have we done Enya?
No, not yet.
I feel like...
Wait. Ask me again.
Have we done Enya?
None yet.
I knew you were going to fucking business. Do that. Enya business. Oh, man. All right. Before we wrap this thing up, Zumuk, you get to give us your final thoughts on Enya. I mean, Yanni.
I mean, Enya's solid, too.
Yeah.
Sufficient, yes.
My final thoughts, I don't know. Just happy to bring Yanni back out. Not that he needs it. He's clearly rich and whatever, but I don't know. I just couldn't believe I watched the whole damn concert again. So I'm like, I got to talk about this somewhere. And this seemed the perfect podcast to do so.
I think yes, you did a great job.
Right,
yeah, this is the spot to do it. Guys, get Yanni's NFTs, OnlyFans, whatever he's doing these days. That long, flowing, beautiful hair. This was perfectly fun music to listen to. I felt neither compelled to ever listen to it again, but also not compelled to turn it off. I had a nice time. I could see how a young 10-year-old you was just jamming out to this, having a good time, doing air piano and really jamming it up. I'm going to go with a solid 4.5 out of 6 for Yanni today. like I said, I'm the type of guy, I run in circles where we would call this sort of thing hack, but that's just me. But hack works for a reason. It's cooking. And it worked for me today. Tommy, what do you think?
I broke all my vows. I scandalized my child. I took another man's name and made nothing of it. You know what? I was honestly thinking in the same range. So I'll double you up with a 4.5. I found it very enjoyable to listen to. And the visual of the Acropolis it's like the kind of stupid spectacle I love, where it just like looks so insane and he looks so crazy that I was on board from the jump. So I was into Jan, you know, I was happy you brought him to us today.
Yeah. Sumo, you get to also give this thing a rating out of 6.
Well, I'm self-aware. I'm not going to give him a full-on 6.
You could.
Also, after finding out the domestic violence issue.
Oh, right. We should have knocked off a point for that.
So I'll give him a 5, and I understand if people don't really like it. Like, yeah. I get the criticism, but I think it's just... I enjoy it. I'm entertained by it. And I just thought the concert, it was quite a spectacle. That's interesting to go back in time and remember and kind of laugh at now.
Yeah.
So that was the other thing I was going to say. His backup band was like hilarious too and felt out of Saved by the Bell. So I loved it.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Tell people about the special one more time, where they can find it. When it's already out, right?
Yeah, it's out. Any place that you listen, wherever you listen to Yanni, you can listen to my album.
Yeah, the Acropolis, wherever you listen.
In my case, live at the Mad Lab Theater. What a spectacle it was that night. I'm open to wherever you can listen to it. I would love it. And then most of the time, I'm just spending my time making YouTube videos.
So check those out. And Tommy, what do you worry about?
That I never did anything and that I don't have anyone.
That's been the episode. I once again will be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. I got Dallas Comedy Club coming up, very fun shows. Later in the year, I got Vermont Comedy Club. I have Escondido coming up also. I forgot about that. That's very soon. And then DC Improv, bunch of fun clubs coming up. So come see a show. Tommy, where can people see you?
Just look me up and you'll see some dates. Nothing exciting.
All right. get on the Patreon. We love you. We'll see you next week. Thanks again, Sumuk. Check out Sumuk's album and check him out wherever you can. We'll see you guys next week. Keep it crispy. Bye.